And of course, you know, it's we have to remember that when you're walking down a street and you see a homeless person, you have to remember that they didn't choose to be homeless. So we shouldn't look down on them. We should try to bring them up. You know, all people that are disadvantaged, we should always try and bring them up. So right now it's currently 7:03, so I'm going to it's pretty much it. I'm going to play another Buffy St. Marie song. This is Cho-Cho Fire that we're going to be playing up. So right now, if you want to be part of Native Solidarity News, you can just send us an email at nsn@ckut.ca, or you can send us an email at irkar1@gmail.com. That's irkar1@gmail.com. And that is pretty much it for me. Stay tuned for a great show next week. Stay tuned for another great show, which is coming up right after this, Soul Perspectives. And my good friends on Soul Perspectives are just coming into studio, so they're just signaling that the guard is going to be changing, and you're going to be hearing about the Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Urkar, and it's always a pleasure. I will see you next week. Miigwech, my brothers and sisters. This is Buffy St. Marie.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and at www.citr.ca online. I'm your host, Fleur Cooper. I'm sorry, I'm sounding very poorly tonight. I'm trying to still get over this Olympic flu, unfortunately. And another unfortunate incident, my co-host Christian Ratcliffe is unavailable this week, unfortunately. He's out in Edmonton doing some work, so it's me flying solo tonight. So I hope you enjoy the tunes. We just heard Metric with Gold Gun Girls from their album Fantasies. Metric is a great Canadian band with lots of fun songs, and they've also done some really cool stuff recently. We have talked about in the past the Yellowbird Project, which I might remind our listeners again about. This is a great initiative that's come out of Montreal, where the organisation asks different musicians to design T-shirts, and then they can choose the charity that they'd like to have all the proceeds of those T-shirts be sold. All the T-shirts proceeds be sold, and all the money goes towards the charity of their choice. Now, Metric has chosen Music Counts. It's a Canadian charity promoting musical education across Canada. Their mission is to ensure that schools across Canada, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are able to provide a comprehensive musical education program to students. So they're supporting this initiative. Since 1997, more than $3.5 million have gone to Canadian schools to promote musical talent throughout Canada. So I think that's a great organization, and it's a really cool idea with the Yellowbird Project T-shirts and artists not only the musicians, you know, they're creative through their songs and through their lyrics and the music they play, but also encouraging them to be artistic as well. So if you want to know more about the Yellowbird Project or Music Counts, the Yellowbird Project is just www.yellowbirdproject.com, and then Music Counts is www.musiccounts.ca. But I'm going to be quite quiet today because I sound awful. And I think that we need to just, listen to the music and enjoy the dulcet tones today of the artists we have. I'm pretty happy with the lineup today. We've got some old school stuff, some brand spanking new stuff that was only released a couple of days ago. So I'm pretty excited. The next song we're going to hear is an oldie but a goodie from a few years ago. It's TV on the Radio with Golden Age from their album Dear Science on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Miracles. You're just a hollow. There's a golden Get your payments from the nation. UFAM UPC cordially invites you to the second annual Hungry for Change Banquet, Thursday, March 11th at Heritage Hall, located at 3102 Main Street. The event promises to be an enjoyable evening of good company and great music. Guests will have the chance to take part in a silent auction and the opportunity to hear guest speakers. Vancouver restaurateur Miru Dolwala, as well as UBC professor and expert in the field of land and food systems, Alejandro Rogas. Tickets available at hungryforchange.resgo.com/tour. That's HUNGRY, 4, CHANGE dot REZGO.com/tour. All proceeds go to Oxfam Canada's efforts to address global food insecurity. The second annual Hungry for Change Banquet, Thursday, March 11th at Heritage Hall. This is a banquet that will leave you hungry for change.
Fairy tales or true day, I'm gonna make ya. Cause I've come here to save ya. From your little nightmares, I'ma take ya. I come right back around like karma. Be your knight in shining armor. Oh no, I ain't got no Porsche. Just give me a shield and a sword and a horse. And I'll come riding. Give me a long one back. I'ma turn around and give you one back. Yo, I'ma turn around and give you one back. It's gone right from fiction to a fact. I'ma take you out this world, oh.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. And we just heard Basement Jacks with their new album and the first song from their new album, Scars. I love the Basement Jacks. They've been around for years and years and years. And they're huge supporters of Oxfam. And we just heard about Oxfam's Hunger for Change happening out at UBC in the next couple of weeks. If you guys haven't heard of Oxfam, you should check them out. We do talk about them a lot on Are You Aware because they are such a great organisation and they do focus on sustainable development in third world countries, and they make sure that they don't like dictate to those people in developing nations. They actually go there, employ people from that nation, talk to them about how they can work towards together of creating some sustainable development and a better livelihood for them all. So if you'd like to support something, it's a great night. You get really informed and you find out about some really interesting stuff and you get to have a good meal and talk to some really committed and involved people. So yeah, check out Hunger for Change at www.oxfam.ca. Basement Jacks' work with Oxfam has been pretty extensive. The most recently, in England, they raised funds for Haiti through a celebrity auction for Oxfam. Unfortunately, it's closed now, but Basement Jacks donated two sets of signed rare vinyl and limited edition CDs, and that all the money that was raised from that campaign went to the Haiti Oxfam appeal. And that's what a lot of Oxfam does as well. Not only do they support sustainable development, and they do have campaigns around violence against women. I think we talked about that last week in our women's show, but they also are a disaster relief agency as well. So they would be they are quite intense with their support of things like the tsunami and the Haiti earthquake, and the most recent, the Chile earthquake, and another Turkey earthquake I heard over the last couple of days. So it's unfortunately the world's shaking a little bit at the moment. But before that, we heard LCD Sound System with Tribulations from their album, self-titled album, LCD Sound System. They've been involved with causes. I know that we've talked about the compilation CD Causes before. This is this is the second album in the series, and Basement Jacks donated a song to that. Causes, these compilation CDs raise money for usually Doctors Without Borders and Human Rights Watch and Oxfam America, in association with their campaigns around the genocide in Darfur that continues throughout the last, you know, since the early 2000s, and unfortunately it hasn't ended yet. So if you're interested in you know, LCD Sound System and some other great musicians, and you want to put your money towards one of these good causes, you should buy the Causes CD. And you can find that if you Google Causes compilation CD, it'll come up pretty quickly. And like I said at the start of that show, at the start of that set, I should say, we had TV on the Radio, another great American band. I saw TV on the Radio last year at the Sasquatch Music Festival that happens at the end of May down in Washington at the Gorge. And if you've never been to a Sasquatch festival or to the Gorge just to see a show, I recommend it. It's amazing. It was probably one of the best festivals I've been to. I've been to a lot. I am a festival junkie. I've been to Glastonbury and Reading and Big Day Outs in Australia and Vibes on a Summer's Day. But I have to say the vibe at a Sasquatch was just really, really cool and really fun. And TV on the Radio blew everyone away last year, as they always do. Again, we've talked about War Child before. They're an organisation that came out of Vancouver and is now global. It protects the rights of children and in war-torn countries, and it also helps child soldiers to sort of rehabilitate themselves and get back into society. A lot of bands do lend their support to the Heroes or the War Child album, and TV on the Radio did contribute a cover version of their song Heroes to one of the most recent War Child albums. Ha ha! Yes, the cold is affecting my will to live and my brain power right now. So if you haven't heard of Are You Aware before and you're trying to work out what kind of theme of music we have here going on, it's actually a theme based around activism and social justice. And either the songs have music, the songs have a message around social justice and activism, or being involved in some way, or actually just, thinking critically about our social structures and our the corporate, monster, I guess you can say sometimes. Or we highlight musicians that are involved in some way with social justice or advocacy and trying to make the world a better place. So I'm going to stop there and play another song. I love this album. It's such a good album. I can't say it because it's a weird saying. I'm just tongue-tied right now. It's Grizzly Bear from their album Vec Atimist. Oh my god, I hope Grizzly Bear never listens to this song. Listens to me talking about them and this album, because I can never say it right. This is the song While You Wait for the Others, which I have fallen in love with over the last couple of months, and I play it incessantly, so I thought I'd play it on the show for you guys. I hope you enjoy. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
While you wait for the others to make it all worthwhile, all your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like, or just wait out the evening. You'll only lead me dry. Yes, you'll only lead me dry. So I'll ask you kindly to make your way. And what was left? On the answers that I'll pretend to find, keeping up with the motions still occupies our time. You could hope for some substance as long as you. Just wait out the evening. You always ask me why. Yes, you're only being me dry. So I ask you kindly to make your way. What was left?
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents one of UK's best bands, Gomez, Friday, March 12th at the Orpheum. Gomez brings its infectious blend of bluesy wails and pop rock harmonies to Vancouver, with special guests Luke Doucette and the White Falcon.
Please come here, come right over.
Gomez, March 12th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more information, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
Shake it.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's about 20 to 7. We just heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps from their album Fever to Tell. Now, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs have been involved with a couple of other bands called Snowden and Junior Boys to put on a show to raise money for the Coma Breast Cancer Foundation. So we've got to give them props for playing a free show to raise money for such a needy cause. Before that, you had the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with their new album, well, the title of their new album and the first song off the new album, Beep the Devil's Tattoo. I love that title. It's amazing. I actually had tickets to go and see the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Commodore last Saturday, but unfortunately, due to my sickly condition, I had to give them away to Christian. So he went and saw it and said it was a great gig, really high energy, and I was completely jealous that I missed out on that, unfortunately. And the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club have also done benefit shows to raise money for children's cancer research. So we've got to be stoked about that as well. It just seems like the more and more research I do around trying to find bands that have been involved in advocacy, it just seems like everybody's doing it now. So I really have to applaud the artists for taking their time and their talent and putting it towards a good cause, and realize and showing that, you know, it's not just about the money. It's about it's about giving back and having a positive influence out there. And at the start of that set, we heard Grizzly Bear with While You Wait for the Others from their album Vectorized. Oh my gosh, I can't say it properly. I apologize, Grizzly Bear. They've also been involved in the Yellowbird Project. They have a t-shirt on sale through that organization, which we talked about earlier. They're the organization where all the proceeds from the t-shirt sold is actually for a foundation called the Brighter Planet. It's seeking to help reduce our carbon footprint and take control over climate change. The foundation raises money to foster projects that help fight climate change and global warming, and helps individuals mitigate their own environmental footprint. So we've got to, I hope that over the next little while and looking forward into the future, that more bands and festivals become carbon neutral during their tours and things like that, because I think so many people look up to bands and really gain so much from festivals and things like that. So when they see something of that magnitude being able to be carbon neutral, I think it really sends a great message to individuals like us, like me and others out there, that, you know, try and do whatever you can to make your carbon footprint as minimal as possible. Now, the next song we have at Are You Aware is from a Montreal-based band called Plants and Animals. It's from their album Park Avenue. I love this song. It's a great song. It's really high energy and it gets your toes tapping. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Mercy on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
so I hit it backwards. I put holes in my shoe, and I had some dirt on my clothes. I look like an open the bank machine. Things started looking up when I made it to Redesaloo. One of the pom-pom girls from the Alouettes offered to drive me home.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Thank you.
as long as it's with me. And I don't mind just what you do, as long as it's with me too.
What the-
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. And if you miss any of the Are You Aware shows and you just can't miss out on one of them, you can always podcast us. If you go to the shows and there's a little podcast button underneath our name, and then you can podcast and you can listen to us anytime you'd like. We just heard the hauntingly beautiful voice of Beirut with their song The Penalty from the CD The Flying Club Cup. I love that song. He's the lead singer. I can't remember what his name is off the top of my head right now, but his voice is so unique and so just, it's so beautiful and very haunting. So I discovered Beirut through and I've talked about this before, the Takeaway shows, which is, if you haven't checked them out, go online and just, all you have to do is type into Google, Takeaway shows, and it comes up with La Blogothèque. I apologize for my terrible French. And this is a great initiative. It's a lot of different bands, and they're all filmed in quite unique areas, just doing acoustic versions of their songs. You have people like, I've said this before, Arcade Fire playing one of their songs in an elevator, Block Party singing one of their songs in a parking lot. Vampire Weekend does a whole in the van session, which is quite unique. And The Penalty actually was played in a French cafe. Most of these songs are recorded either in France or in the States, but they're really unique and very interesting. And a lot of the times they're quite different to what you hear on the CD and the produced version of them. So if you haven't checked them out, you haven't checked out Takeaway shows, you should really do it. It's a fun way to see some really great bands and be introduced to some new bands. So Beirut has, as always, all of our musicians are either got something to say or are involved in something worthwhile. And we've talked about this before. They gave contributed a song to the Dark Was the Night compilation CD. We're sort of highlighting a lot of compilation CDs tonight, which is a compilation CD that comes out of the Red Hot organization, which focuses on raising funds for different aid service organizations around the world. They have a plethora of different CDs. It's not only just indie music. They have Latin music and world music and a whole bunch of, I think they even have a blues CD, and these are all artists just contributing their songs to the Red Hot organization so they can raise funds for aid service organizations. So we've got to be happy with that. I'm really excited to have played the other two songs on that set. They're both Canadian bands. I've been wanting to play both Plants and Animals and Born Ruffians for a long time. And it's funny because a lot of people say, wow, when they hear about the concept of Are You Aware? They think, oh my gosh, it is, that must be a lot of research. And it is. It's getting a lot easier because more bands are being involved. But I have a few bands that I've been like gunning to play, and only recently, and Plants and Animals and Born Ruffians are two examples that they've actually been involved in a charitable initiative, so I was finally able to play them. So if anybody knows out there, I've been wanting to play Phoenix for the last probably 3 months. I've researched far and wide about whether they've been involved in anything charitable or any sort of any advocacy work, and I can't find it. So if you guys do come across any information about Phoenix being involved in a benefit concert or you know, putting their name to something that's, you know, worthwhile, please email us at Are You Aware? That's AreYouAware at gmail.com to let us know, because Phoenix and there's a whole bunch of other bands out there that I really, and Christian and I really, really want to play, but unfortunately this message isn't there in their song, or they haven't been involved in any advocacy. So if you hear of any great bands that you know out there that have been involved and we're not playing them on the show, please let us know, because we're always interested in hearing new bands and hearing about bands doing some interesting and worthwhile stuff. So Born Ruffians have recently been involved with a pretty cool initiative. I only found out about this in the last couple of days when doing my research. They, on March 4th, they were involved in the 7th annual New York University benefit concert for CHILL. CHILL is a foundation started through the Burton snowboarding company. If you're an avid snowboarder, you would probably have some Burton gear somewhere around. I have some Burton boots that have done me well over the little time that I have been involved in snowboarding. And what they do is each winter they take over 100 kids up to the slopes. Usually they're disadvantaged children or the children that have come from poor families and can't afford snowboarding equipment or snowboarding lift tickets, because we all know being this close to the mountain, snowboarding and skiing can be an expensive pastime. So they are, it's involved in, there's about 14 different cities around North America that they do this, and they... They take the kids on like a camp for once a week. So it's not a camp. It's once a week for 6 weeks. So I guess it's a snowboarding camp. And they provide them with everything they need to learn to ride, lift tickets, lessons, transportation, and head-to-toe gear. They use the vehicle of snowboarding to help kids accomplish goals they never thought they could. And I guess a lot of those kids that do come from poorer backgrounds probably feel a little bit more... It takes a lot more to sort of get out of there and be able to actually be involved in something like snowboarding or in a creative way, because they just don't have the money or access to the resources to do this. So I think this is really, really cool. And also, if anyone who's just learnt to snowboard like I did last summer, it does teach you some important lessons. They say that they want to teach them important lessons of life, like patience, persistence, responsibility, courage, integrity, and pride, and provide positive role models for them. For someone who just learnt snowboarding last year, it is a lot of patience and persistence and bouncing back from falling over. And before that, we heard at the start of that set was Plants and Animals with Mercy from their Park Avenue album. Plants and Animals have just recently headlined a Montreal benefit concert to raise money for the Haiti earthquake relief. That was in January, and they also were there with Shapes and Sizes, Vo Sambo, if I said it right, if I haven't, I apologise, and Tony Ezzi. So they did that on January 17th, and we're able to raise some money for the Haiti appeal, which we've got to love that. Now, the next song that we've got for you today is The National, and that's... I love this song. It's one of Christian's choices. Even though he's not here today, he has sent me some songs to play for you guys. I love this song. I think it's just so powerful, and it just gets under your skin. I really like it. So I hope you enjoy Mistaken for Strangers from the Boxer album by The National on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves, so you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarter, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarter. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you pass in the night. Silver city bank lights coming on and on.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim again, Stereo Lab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
still.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and you can listen to us online through the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And that was another Canadian, a great Canadian band called the Great Lake Swimmers with Still from their album Lost Channels. That set of three was actually Christian's little collection of songs. The next couple of songs after this is also his collections of songs. So even though Christian isn't here, my co-host of Are You Aware for this week, he is putting his music out there and we love him for it. The Great Lake Swimmers actually were shortlist nominees for the 2009 Polaris Music Prize, so we've got to give them props for that. And I've just found out that they've been nominated for the 2010 Juno Award in the Roots and Traditional Album of the Year. So we wish them the best of luck, and we hope that they win the Juno Award. I saw those guys at the Folk Festival last year here in Vancouver, and it was getting close to sunset, and it was a beautiful, it was, I think, at stage 2 or 3 or whatever it is, out near the lake over there, and it was a beautiful set and just a glorious summer afternoon in Vancouver. So we have to love that. And also, I found out the Great Lake Swimmers are involved in this pretty cool, another, like I said, we're doing the compilation CDs tonight, a pretty cool compilation CD. This one is it's called Indie Rocks, a benefit album for Malaria No More. So this is a compilation CD for the organisation, obviously, Malaria No More, which raises money to send nets to malaria-ridden areas of the world, because obviously, I mean, malaria nets cost something like $3. They're quite cheap, but when you live on less than $1 a day, to get a malaria net is probably a luxury that you really can't afford. And unfortunately, in a lot of those countries where malaria is rife, the people of those countries just literally can't afford the nets that will keep them safe from that debilitating disease. So we've got to be really we're stoked on the fact that they gave their song Pulling on a Line to this compilation CD. It's a digital download album as well, and it also features other great artists like Juliet Lewis. If you haven't heard Juliet's music and you only know her from her great movie roles like Cape Fear and what's that other one? Oh my gosh, Natural Born Killers, that's right, a great film from the 90s, early 90s. You should check out her music. It's pretty cool. I know that Christian's a huge fan, so now that he's heard that Juliet's done some charity work, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear her on the next show for next week or the week after. Also, the Walkmen are another band that has added their songs to the compilation CD, along with Peter, Bjorn and John, which I'm very happy about because I've been wanting to play Peter, Bjorn and John for a long time, and I haven't found anything that they've done that's charitable. So I'm glad that they've put their songs towards a pretty decent cause. So the Indie Rock CD is a great way to show how easy it is to help save lives, said Scott Case, CEO of Malaria No More. For just $10, music fans receive a one-of-a-kind compilation animal. Gosh, I'm really good today. A one-of-a-kind compilation album, and send a mosquito net to help families protect their children from malaria. The generosity of the artists and their fans will have real impact in the lives of children in Africa, showing how music has the power to change the world. And you know what? I've got to give a kudos to the CEO, because that's exactly what we're talking about here at Are You Aware? We, like I said before, we try and not preach. We try and encourage you guys to be involved in any way you can through putting on songs that have a positive message, or highlighting bands and musicians that are involved in social justice and change, because it is like I think the concept of I has sort of gone out the window, and we've realized that it's about we and us coming together and working together to, you know, keep our planet alive and keep everybody on it safe. So I don't think it's a naive concept. I think it's a concept that is growing momentum, and I think it will, in the next few years, really garner a lot of support around just being involved and globally responsible. So before that, we had oh my gosh, I apologise if I say this wrong. She's a Canadian artist. Her name's Chantelle Kreviazuk, oh God, with her song Today from her album Plain Jane. She was involved in some great stuff as well. She's been involved in the War Child, and she was the War Child Causes CD, not Causes CD, I apologise, the War Child's compilation CDs. We talked about that earlier. And she was a Juno Award winner in 2000, so we've got to give her support for that. And also, before that, at the start of that set, we had The National with Mistaken for Strangers from their album Boxer, and they also put a song towards The Dark Was the Night compilation, which we talked about a little bit earlier on in the show, with the Red Hot organisation that raised funds for aid service organisations around the world. And I also, in my research of The National, I found out that they plan to release a new album, a follow-up to the Boxer CD, and it's likely to find its way to us sometime in 2010. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, the next song, which is another Christian choice. This is from She and Him with Why Do You Let Me Stay Here. So I hope you enjoy this song. It's very cute, and you're listening to CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
In the rain, whispers linger and remain.
finally came, but the moment wasn't right. There you were, just feeling left behind. Listen to your heart, baby, it'll be okay. Whoa, listen to your heart, baby, it'll be okay. Whoa, listen to your heart, baby, it'll be okay. Okay.
Just heard Cuff the Duke from Ontario with their song Listen to Your Heart from their album Way Down Here. They've been involved in, they actually contribute a song, the song called Claire, to the Rio Statics tribute album, and all the funds raised from that album went to the Daily Bread Food Bank. And before that, like we said, we had She and Him with Why Do You Let Me Stay Here. They've also contributed to a compilation CD for the 826 LA organization, which supports kids' creative writing and literacy. Now, I think we have time for just one more song at Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thank you for listening. Next week, you'll have Christian sailing solo. I have a friend visiting from out of town, so I'm just going to take this this time off to hang out with them. So I hope you enjoy your week. I hope you enjoy the last song of the evening, which is a classic from a very, very famous musician, poet, and I'm not going to say too much about him because we probably will be doing a profile in the coming weeks. He does have a new album which is out on playlist right now, which is on the CITR playlist, I should say. This is Gil Scott's Heron with a classic, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Have a good week. Bye.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Now.
Joe Bleek! Joe Bleek! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
I know. Joe Bleek! Do you have a game? Come on! Bleek, we need you!
Be quiet!
Sorry, Mr. Gilliam. We just wanted to know Bleek to come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
From me a year ago, man. This is a rare out of print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleek.
Bleek, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleek. Mr. Bleek.
Hi, this is Bleek of Exquisite Corpse Radio. I have the flu and am not here tonight. But this is an encore performance of last year's International Women's Day Special, number one. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Bleek in with you this evening. And tonight we're going to be starting early on the International Women's Day Special programming, and so I am going to be bringing you I'm going to be bringing you some of women in I was wondering what to call this, women in daring music, but it's not all music, so women in weird sounds, women in experimental in adventures. Anyway, I decided that women in daring music was going to be something, yeah, probably the title that I want. Now, we're going to be looking at a few artists. I just got to get out something here that I wrote down. Need to find for you here. Okay. I'm going to be looking at women like Anne Laplantine, Miranda July, Laurie Anderson. We got Valet in here, Genevieve Pesquier, Ellen Alien. We've got Cobra Killer and People Like Us, Tickly Feather, amongst others. So stay tuned, and we're going to be giving you a segment now. This one is kind of a more experimental, some spoken word, and very oddball sort of things. Anne Laplantine is a native French woman and citizen of Berlin by choice. Belongs to the rare species of musicians who speak a unique musical language. We even venture to claim that it's a new language in the field of electronic pop music. Concerning structure and composition, Anne Laplantine's music owes more to